Good morning, and we finished the siman. And so let's just give a recap of all the things that we learned in the siman and the halacha lemaisa, and then we'll move on to relevant topics which can be based on what we've seen over here. So the Chayyim introduced the concept that taking something which is not fully cooked to come fully cooked is considered an act of bishul, even if it's edible. But moving it to becoming more edible is a problem. And therefore, if a pot is not fully cooked, there's going to be an issur of stirring it. Stirring it causes the food to cook more quickly. So even though it would cook on its own, after an amount of time, by stirring it, you're hastening the cooking process. That's an issur d'oraisa. So stirring it is a problem, and this is true whether it's on the fire or not. Stirring helps. Furthermore, spooning or scooping it off out of the pot is also problematic, because the result is that it gets stirred up, and that's, if it's not fully cooked, that's going to be true whether it's on the fire or not on the fire. It's going to be a problem of scooping, spooning out. If it's fully cooked and it's not on the fire, so there is not a problem of hagasam, the stirring. And there's for sure not a problem of scooping. Now, there is an opinion which says that one should be machmir on hagasa, even if it's fully cooked. Mr. Burr says, even if a person would wish to be machmir, that chumrah is only relevant. He does not say one has to be machmir on it. He says, if a person wishes to be machmir on this chumrah, it's only if a person is intentionally trying to stir it. Fully cooked, not on the fire. There is a shita which holds that ghost as a problem. Mishnah Berurah does not necessarily endorse one should do so. He says if one wishes to do so, they could, but only even that, there's a limit to how much you should be machmer for actively being magus, but not for when you're spooning. If it's on the fire, now we have a problem of hagasa, of stirring. Then we're saying not only is there a problem of agosa, but there's also a problem of spooning, scooping as well, which the Mishnah Berurah does follow like that. The Chazanish disagrees. But the suggestion of the pricing was to follow the Mishnah Berurah and be machmer to try not to spoon when it's al ha'esh. So that's what we had before. Now, the Chayyim, let's go back to the first point. Chayyim introduced the concept known as kirah bishul, Hagasa being just one example of the concept of kirah bishul. The Chayyim does not give us other examples, but there are many examples of how this plays out. Number one, for example, a person has a pot on the fire, it's not fully cooked, or a person takes it off the fire, so he can't put it back on the fire because he's causing it to cook. Even if you'll say, while it's off the fire, it will continue to cook, putting back on the fire will definitely speed up the process. Person leaves pots on the blech, so the pots which are directly over the fire cook more quickly than the pots which are further away. If one of those pots is not fully cooked, the person has to be careful to not move it closer to the fire, thereby hastening the bishul process. A person takes the cover off of a pot which is on the fire and realizes that the pot is not fully cooked, they can't put the cover back on. When the cover is off, the food cooks more slowly. When the cover is back on, the food cooks more quickly. So putting the cover back on is a form of hastening the bishul process. A person has food in the oven, and a person opens the door of the oven and realizes that some of the food in the oven is not fully cooked. He cannot shut the door to the oven. By doing so, he's hastening the bishul process. The heat of the oven obviously diminishes when the door is open. So even though arguably with the door open, it's still going to be hot and the food is going to cook, shutting the door allows the oven to hold its heat better and the food will cook more quickly. So although those are examples of a problem of kirah bishul, meaning makar of the bishul, that's going to be problematic. Even though it will cook on its own without any intervention, So I could argue that what I'm doing is not really significant because it's going to cook anyway. But we say that that's not true. The process of hasting the bishul process is a problem. Another example that the Pesach can give, we'll clarify Be'ez Hashem in the next year, so a few more examples. And meanwhile, have a good day.